Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. The snow forecast for the listening area today should ease off by around 1 p.m. The rest of this afternoon should be cloudy with a high near 37 degrees, breezy with a northwest wind, which could gust as high as 38 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low around 22, blustery with gusts as high as 32 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 47. The National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a flood warning for the Mississippi River. Heavy snow, which fell in Minnesota last week, has begun to melt into the river and increase the flow to cresting conditions in La Crosse and other border towns where minor flooding is occurring. With the addition of the latest round of snowfall over the weekend, conditions may worsen by Tuesday. The nearly noon news will be following the Weather Service updates and will report back to listeners as more information becomes available to us. And in other news, in a report shared with us from West Politics Online, GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's unlikely his caucus will back dedicating state money to the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium beyond income and sales taxes already generated from the team being in Wisconsin. The Rochester Republican again declared that Democratic Governor Tony Evers' proposal to direct $200 million in one-time state tax dollars to the district board that oversees the stadium is dead. But the speaker said he was working to help his caucus understand the consequences for the state if the team left Milwaukee. He noted, for example, the $11 million annually in sales tax revenue generated by activity at the stadium, as well as the $12 million in income taxes paid from players' salaries, including those visiting teams who play in American Family Field. Voss said his caucus discussed the Brewers Stadium deal last Thursday, adding he wants a long-term deal that is fiscally responsible. He also continued to point to the package for FISSER Forum that former Governor Scott Walker signed in 2015 to build a new home for the Milwaukee Bucks basketball team. That included $203 million from the state and $47 million from Milwaukee. The state share included a mix of general obligation borrowing, reducing shared revenue for Milwaukee County, and borrowing by the Wisconsin Center District, which oversees the Milwaukee Convention Center. It also included a $2 surcharge on tickets for arena events that was split between the district and the state. Voss said the Brewers leaving would also have an impact on the city, county, and region, and a final deal could potentially have them involved. Voss, though, said he would allow the Brewers Stadium to pass with bipartisan support, like the FISSER Forum bill in 2015. That bill passed the Assembly 52-34, with 35 Republicans voting for the deal. It cleared the Senate 21-10 with 15 GOP votes. Again, information for this report comes in part from West Politics. By the way, the Brewers are sitting at the top of the National League Central Division standings with an 11-5 record and won their Sunday game with the San Diego Padres 1-0. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.